The Daddy Goose Collection, written by Vivian French and read by Daniel Hill.
Meet Daddy Goose. For hundreds of years, little children have heard about Old Mother Goose, a remarkable bird whose pockets and baskets are stuffed full of rhyme. But now is the moment, and now is the time, for a whoosh, for a zoom, and the sparkle of stars as Daddy Goose circles round Venus and Mars, then dives with a vroom, and a whiz, and a fizz. Is he coming to see us? He is! Yes, he is! He's bringing us stories of Hey Diddle Diddle to tell us just why Puss was playing a fiddle, the tale of a clock and of Merry King Cole and Little Miss Muffet with curds in a bowl. There's Humpty and Mary, there's Jack and there's Jill. And where is the black sheep? Why, up on the hill? For Old Mother Goose may have rhymes we know well, but it's Daddy who knows all the stories to tell. So pick up this book and cuddle up tight and let Daddy Goose tell your story tonight. Hey Diddle Diddle. Hey Diddle Diddle, the cat and the fiddle. The cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon. When Lily the cow was little, she didn't like living in a field and eating grass. Not at all. Not one bit. She wanted to hop and skip and jump and be very famous indeed. Her mam said, "Don't be silly, Lily. Cows are never famous." Lily didn't agree. One evening, when her mam was dozing, Lily ran away. She hopped and she skipped and she ran, and she jumped right out of the field. Right into town Lily ran, and there she stopped. The town was very busy. Shopkeepers were shutting up their shops with a clatter. Men and women were hurrying home from work. Children were running home for their tea. Lily stood and stared. Lily looked down and saw a little dog. Woof! On his arm was a basket, and inside was a grumpy-looking tin dish and an angry-looking silver spoon. "Hello," said the dog. "What's your name?"
"Lily," said Lily.
The little dog laughed.
"My name's Billy," he said.
"Billy and Lily.
We'd better stick together."
"All right," said Lily. "But I've come to town because I want to be a very famous cow."
"Well, I'd never," said Billy. "I'm trying to be a very famous juggler, but I'm not very good at it yet."
And he threw the dish and the spoon high in the air, but then tinkle, tinkle, crash.
"Ow, ow, ow,"
moaned the dish.
"Ow, ow, ow,"
groaned the spoon. The noise made Lily jump. She jumped so high, she jumped up through her window and into a house.
"Meow."
Lily looked and saw a cat sitting on a sofa.
"Hello," said the cat. "What's your name?"
"Lily," said Lily.
"Meow,"
mewed the cat.
"My name's Millie.
Millie and Lily.
We'd better be friends."
"All right," said Lily. "But I've come to town because I want to be a very famous cow."
"Fancy that," said Millie. "I'm trying to be a very famous musician."
She picked up a fiddle and began to play.
"Screech! Screech! Screech!"
The screeching was so loud that Lily jumped straight back out of the window. Billy was waiting down below.
"That's clever," he said. "I didn't know cows could jump."
"I can," said Lily.
"How high can you jump?"
Billy asked.
"As high as I throw my dish and my spoon,"